This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Context in economics and geopolitics is, of course, everything. Who's doing what to whom and what happens as a result. So with that in mind, we will start on the ground in Ukraine. We've gone back to the BBC's Natalia Antelava. She is in Simferopol, the Crimean capital. Natalia, it's great to have you on again.
Good to be on the show.
First of all, what's the mood now, I guess, a week into this whole thing?
Nervous. I would say even more nervous than it was a week ago, because things are moving very fast here, while there are all sorts of negotiations and talks going on the international level. You know, basically this morning people woke up in Crimea not quite sure whether they're still in Ukraine or Russia.
Are they using the phrase Cold War? I imagine it means something different over there than it does over here.
It does. And actually, Cold War has never been the phrase very widely used in the former Soviet Union. So that's not the phrase people are using. But the sentiments are certainly the same. There is a lot of anti-Western feeling here, especially among people who are publicly supporting Russia.
What's happening in daily life? Can you go to the corner market and buy a loaf of bread? Are prices going up? Are shelves stocked as much as they ever were?
Prices are going up. I mean, people have been telling me that they have been stocking up on some things like flour and the basics. But the city on the outside is functioning normally. I was at the market this morning talking to local women selling vegetables, and they were complaining about the prices. But again, they were saying this is okay because soon once we joined Russia, Putin will look after us. He will take care of us. I was talking earlier today to an analyst, but a very pro-government analyst here, who was saying, a pro-Moscow analyst, who was saying that this is great news economically for Crimea because he expects a lot of Russian investment. He says Russia will pour a lot of money into the place. And the government is even saying that they're already making plans to introduce the ruble here. But
wow.
I have to say, no one really has any explanation on how it will all work.
What about you? Does it feel like a Cold War to you, with the tension on the streets and the physicality of it all?
You know what it feels like? It feels like the 1990s after the collapse of the Soviet Union. And I myself am Georgian, and I grew up in the post-Soviet Georgia, and I remember very well the separatist wars that took place there, and the breakaway republics that we inherited from those wars, in Abkhazia and in South Ossetia.
Yeah.
They allied themselves with Russia. They are using the Russian currency. The Russians have given them passports, like they're giving passports out here in Crimea, but they never developed as either autonomous within the Russian Federation, because they're not, or as independent states. And they're these frozen conflicts that once in a while flare up, like Ossetia flared up in 2008. And that's what people here fear.
Natalia Antelava is with the BBC. We got her in Simferopol, the provincial capital of Crimea in Ukraine. Natalia, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.